Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of September, recording at 8:32 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, now, let's start with stock markets. The Asian emerging markets were pretty quietly firm in here today. One of the better performers, which has been a laggard recently, was Thailand. And that little Aberdeen Newtai Investment Trust that some of us own has been edging up, as certainly has the J.P. Morgan Fleming India Trust that again a number of us own. That's been very firm, moving up in consecutive days here overall. Now some of the developed Asian markets saw a little bit of a pullback and consolidation here. And these markets are sitting on short-term overbought conditions. And you know I've been saying that September historically is a tricky month, and meaning that it's often a soft month in stock markets, and that usually carries into October. And then around the third week in October, seasonal factors start to become quite bullish once again. Now, will we get a repeat of that pattern? Well, we may well indeed do that. Now, I don't see any strong evidence that we won't, but the test is about to come now because, say, we do have these short-term overbought conditions and we are seeing evidence of a loss of upside momentum here for a number of these indices, including those on Wall Street and also the European indices in recent days. So we may be spilling over into a consolidation here. So far, there have been no significant downward dynamics at all that I'm actually aware of. But I do I do feel that we are in for a reaction and pullback, which I think is more likely than not to be a consolidation. In other words, I expect the August lows to hold for the most part. Now, again, subscribers have said, oh, David, you know we're in a secular bear market here, and many of them, or those who've made the comment, agree with me on that point, and they've said, and Wall Street is so susceptible to a terrorist attack. Well, remember now, those are quite rare occasions, at least in the U.S., and partly because of the very rigorous increase in security that we've seen in the U.S., these terrorist attacks have been taking place elsewhere. But certainly, there have been plenty of those, and one would not underestimate the wish of these terrorists to pull something big off in the United States. So I take that point on board. There are other factors inevitably that can cause problems, from the economic situation, interest rates. But really, the seeming paradox that I mentioned before was that as the macro picture slowed down, that has not hurt the markets all that much. If it's done anything, it's helped them a little bit, because, as you know, bear market terminator, bull market terminator number one is the rising interest rate factor. And you could say bear market introducer number one in this environment would be rising interest rates. Now, we have had rising interest rates. They have weighed on stock markets, and investors had been anticipating many further gains. But of course, if the economic picture is slowing down, then we will not get as many of those rate hikes as people had actually feared. So that would be a little bit better for stock markets. That has also been a story reflected by bond markets, government bond markets overall. So my best guess is it will pull back. How would I actually play it in here? Well, I've only put a little bit more than a toe back into the market with my Yokai long position, which is now just a wee bit underwater at the moment. And I'm certainly not going to be aggressive in here, given the short-term overbought condition. But if we get what does look like a bullish consolidation, then I'm quite likely to increase my long positions. And I may well go the futures route, as I like the flexibility that offers me. So best guess is that the prospects for a 3 to 6 month rally following this consolidation are, well, that's still very much in play. And of course, the other factor is that oil prices would be a big influence there. And oil rose a bit sharply in here today, with the crude closing at 44.51. That's the U.S. crude oil price. Now, bond markets, you know, I've been talking about shorting the U.S. Treasuries and the JGBs, and I've been waiting for some sort of technical evidence to do that, and we had those somewhat suspect keys in terms of the way they actually unfolded on Friday, but that made me concentrate even more in terms of watching these very, very closely. In here, U.S. market had a good day yesterday. It's given up some of those gains today, down half a point. In here, 15.30 seconds on the December future, and the JGBs following yesterday's rally had a surprisingly good upside day, surprising to me at any rate. Here today, so these have slowed down. The overall rallies that we've seen in recent months have certainly slowed. We've seen some of the choppy action, but I'm still holding off here and hoping not to press my luck too much in my feeling that I can maybe get a slightly more opportune moment to short them. So the only thing I've done today is that aluminium short. That's a cautious choice today. And it actually closed a little bit higher than where I sold it. I think I sold at 1661. It closed at 1668, I believe, or 69. Now, what else can I mention to you here? Silver, trading really in this sort of 610 to 6 low 20s. Region that looks a little bit dead cat bounce-ish to me following the recent sell-off. There's obviously some psychological and lateral support near that $6 level. I'm not going to be rushing back into my silver longs, and I'd be delighted if it fell a little bit further. I still think the scope for a bit of additional profit taking in these metals is reasonably high. Currencies, again, mostly in these little choppy ranges overall. I think this is going to be really require patience, but overall, it does look to me as if cable sterling is slowly topping out against the U.S. dollar. The euro looks to me as if it's slowly topping out against the U.S. dollar as well, but more slowly than sterling. So in other words, the euro is a tad firmer than sterling. And dollar-yen, that looks like a straight standoff. Here, there's despite all the forecasts, there's almost nothing going on in this trading range right now. Elsewhere, I know a number of you are interested in the South African rand, and most definitely the dollar looks like it's bottoming out against the South African rand. Now, for those who take the long view, this may well be a good time to go in and nibble at some of those South African mining shares. Now, when I say those of you who take the long view, and I should add, and are bullish, of the price of gold and other metals, then this could well be a time to do it, because they've just been absolutely hammered. They had the government moves against the mine. I think it's called the Black Empowerment Act, which made the mines a little bit less profitable. There have been the problems of AIDS among the workers, but the big problem for the South African mines has really been the strength of the South African rand. And just again, looking at these charts, I always felt that that $6 level would be an important point within the eventual topping out of the rand or bottoming out of the dollar against the South African rand. So I think this is, it's just a matter of how much time this actually takes in base formation extension. And currencies very often top out and bottom out quite slowly, and the main exceptions to that are when we get accelerated moves that get well and truly overextended. So against that background, if you were to take a 2 to 5 year view, for instance, I think these levels are really quite attractive, and that would not be a bad idea. Now, elsewhere, gold down a little bit here today, 398.75. So again, basically quiet. And as I said, these metals could slip a little bit further in here. Have an excellent evening.